This is Steve Ashley, and on this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'm bringing you the music that was popular in 1953, as arranged on the great pipe organs that once graced the nation's cinemas. Istanbul, Not Constantinople was composed in 1953 by Jimmy Kennedy and Nat Simon, humorously parodying the renaming of that city in 1930, and it became the first gold record for the Canadian singing group The Four Lads. That track was recorded in 2001 by David Shepherd on his own Compton in his residence in Lincolnshire. Teresa Brewer's single Till I Waltz Again With You first entered the US charts in late 1952, but it didn't chart in the UK until 1953. It was Teresa's second most successful hit after Music, 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 reaching number one in both the US and Australia. In 2000, American pizza organist Trent Sims taped this arrangement for one of three CDs that he released on the soon-to-be-removed Wurlitzer in the Emory Theatre, Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you. US organist Jim Riggs is much missed on the concert circuit, having been forced to retire due to ill health. His first vinyl album was released in 1985, and since then he's only made, I think, 6 CDs, not nearly enough for such a talented player. On that first LP, Jim included another Jimmy Kennedy song, this time composed in collaboration with Michael Carr in 1939, South of the Border. In 1953, the revival was by Frank Sinatra. South of the Border, Jim Riggs and the Wurlitzer Hybrid Organ owned by Kevin King in the Grand Lake Theatre, Oakland, California. The film Moulin Rouge, starring José Ferrer and Zsa Gabor, was released in 1952. It was a fictional account of the French artist Henri Toulouse-Lautrec, and it had a musical score that was mostly borrowed from the classics. But the one original piece that has survived is known as the song from Moulin Rouge, or Where Is Your Heart? This glorious waltz was recorded for BBC Radio by Dudley Savage on the Compton Plus Mellotone of the ABC Royal Plymouth for broadcast on his As Prescribed request shows. Thank you. Another Frank Sinatra song that hit the big time in 1953, one of his first for Capitol Records, was I've Got the World on a String, which had been composed in 1932 by Ted Koehler and Harold Arlen for the 21st edition of the Cotton Club series of reviews. American organist Barry Baker, who regrettably no longer performs on theatre pipes, recorded this swinging arrangement on the Wiemeyer Residence Wurlitzer in Cincinnati for his second and last CD released in 1999.
Thank you.
Ruby, the theme from the 1952 film Ruby Gentry, starring Jennifer Jones, Charlton Heston and Carl Malden, was very successful for both the orchestras of Richard Heyman and Les Baxter, among others. Mitchell Parish's lyrics later also gave hits to Ray Charles and Neil Diamond. That recording was made by George Wright on his Pasadena studio Wurlitzer, which was located in a warehouse in South Pasadena from 1960 until it mysteriously burned in 1970. Dean Martin's second most successful song after Memories Are Made of This was That's Amore, composed by Jack Brooks and Harry Warren and introduced in the 1953 film The Caddy. It stayed in the various US charts for around 22 weeks, and in 1954 charted in the UK for 11 weeks. At the 8 US Tampa convention just past, I obtained blanket permission from Donna Parker to play her concert tracks. So, from the 1995 regional convention in Portland, Oregon, where she played the Wurlitzer in the Scottish Rite Temple, here's That's Amore. Apparently, record labels' top artists had the pick of the new songs in the 1940s and 50s, while the second stringers had to record either the songs the stars didn't want, or they had to dip into the back catalogue of sheet music. Such was the case with Kay Starr, who had signed with Capitol in 1947, but that didn't stop her from making hit records. Side by Side, composed by Harry Woods in 1927, went into the top 10 in 1953 on both sides of the Atlantic. Thank you. Simon Gledhill and the New Foxtrot Serenaders closed today's show with Side by Side from a CD made in the Musical Museum Brentford back in 2010. More releases were planned of this combo in the style of The Organ, The Dance Band and Me, but unfortunately none materialised. That's me finished for this week. If you have the inclination, do please check out my website at www.hotpipes.eu. You'll find lots of my old shows and links to many other organ-related sites on the web. From Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes, it's bye-bye for now. See you next week.